man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on March 8th, 2024. James Kelso here with you from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And this is the day after the State of the Union address by Joe Biden. And so we'll be talking largely about that. And I looked around the internet today for those I thought did the best reaction. And the two best are Donald Trump's reaction and Tucker Carlson's. And there are a bunch of very good reactions, but I think I'll key off of Tucker Carlson's reaction tonight. And he does a long, Tucker on Twitter broadcast concerning the dumpster fire that was the angry State of the Union address last night. And we noticed that as we were listening last night. There was never a moment of, never a bright moment. It was angry all the way through. There were a couple yuck laughs that were inconsequential. The speech was from start to finish angry, hateful, attacking more than half of the American people. He attacked the Supreme Court sitting right in front of him. He directly attacked them, insulted them, and threatened them. You're going to find out, you Supreme Court justices, USOBs, you're going to find out the power of women. We're going to make sure there are abortions everywhere, and you can pick them up for a dime on every street corner. We want more abortions. That's what the Joe Biden administration is going to bring to you. That's what you need, America. You need more abortions. It's abortions that will make you happy, fulfilled. So the, and he wasn't talking much off of that tone right there, that mocking tone. He was right there. And the, so let us begin. We'll start with the president's summary. I like it very much as a place to start. Here's what he said last night. That may be the angriest, least compassionate, and worst State of the Union speech ever made. It was an embarrassment to our country. He said this was an angry, polarizing, and hate-filled speech. He barely mentioned immigration or the worst border in the history of the world. He will never fix immigration, nor does he want to. He wants our country to be flooded with migrants. Crime will rise to levels never seen before, and it is happening very quickly. Now, one of the nice things that happened last night was that O'Biden, as I call him, referred to the president as too nice here, using the politically correct term migrants. They're not migrants. They're illegals. And Joe Biden called them illegals last night. I mean, he was in a moment of, he was flustered. I don't know whether this had occurred right after Marjorie Taylor Greene got him riled up even more than he already was. But he referred to, Marjorie Taylor Greene challenged him on the murder of Lake and Riley. And then O'Biden proceeded to actually, she was challenging him, say the name, she was shouting from her seat in the Republican side of the Congress. And so he said, he didn't say Lake and Riley, he said Lincoln, very clearly spoke Lincoln Riley. Didn't even get her name right. Didn't even get a woman's name. Lincoln Riley. And he was looking right at the button, by the way. He had it in his hand. Somebody had pushed it on him or given it to him, and it was lying by the podium, so he reached over and picked it up. He's looking right at the button, and he reads Lincoln as Lincoln. Let's go to Tucker for a moment. I really like his analysis, and it starts right here. I'm reading this. I'm over on Rumble where this is posted, and it's Tucker's live response to the State of the Union. So this starts at 10 minutes and 26 seconds. So let's go there. Let's hope all the technology here cooperates with us. So far it is. It's a long response, and we'll only get in glimpses of it in our program here tonight. But that's good enough. Here he is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Network live. That was quite an experience watching that. You know, you think of Joe Biden as a doddering old man, a guy who can't remember when his son died or when he served as vice president. Of course, that's exactly who he is, and it's on display every day. But Joe Biden is also a cruel and vicious demagogue, a man who has no problem at all denouncing his fellow Americans or putting his political opponents in prison as he did.
Very apt. A cruel and vicious demagogue.
That's done. And that was all on display tonight. That was possibly the darkest, most un-American speech ever given by an American president.
Echoing exactly what Donald Trump just said. Or paralleling it. Great minds think alike.
In fact, it wasn't a speech. It was a rant, entirely lacking in decency or generosity to his fellow Americans. In Joe Biden's very first sentence, he compared Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. He did not describe Trump as the other party's candidate, which he is, a political opponent in a country that's had peaceful elections for 250 years. No. According to Joe Biden, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. He is an existential threat to freedom and democracy. If he wins, you will die and so will your country. That was the first sentence. But that was really the last time he mentioned the United States at all. For paragraphs and paragraphs, Biden quickly explained that actually his top priority has nothing to do with America. His top priority is sending billions more to Ukraine. A foreign war in Eastern Europe, a war across the world that has nothing to do with the United States, that the United States is not obligated by any treaty to join. Of course, Ukraine is not a member of NATO. A war that can only hurt this country and already has hurt it in grave and permanent ways. The invasion of Ukraine is the most important thing to Joe Biden. Not ending the invasion of our own country by drug cartels, which control huge swaths of the southern United States at this point.
Now, we noticed that and noted it last night as we listened to the beginning of the O'Biden speech, is that he opened with Ukraine. After that, the shot at Trump as Hitler, he then immediately went into his most important issue, Ukraine.
Not our degrading economy you experience every day, not our collapsing schools where kids can't read at all, not the 100,000 fentanyl deaths every year, not the declining life expectancy that is obvious if you look around, collapsing public health, an epidemic of suicide and murder, things that hurt Americans. Go.
Okay, let's go forward because we're not going to get through unless I jump through this. Brilliant analysis of what we heard. Let's go forward to 17 minutes into this show. And here's what Tucker has to say.
That we do it. America is being used as we so often have been. And the result of all of this is that the world is now closer to nuclear war at this moment than at any time in history, closer during than it was during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow. I mean, you know, it's just one sentence, but it's something that, you know, people better be pondering. Don't let that one sentence float by you, because that it within that one sentence is the end of civilization, the end of your life, maybe, likely, the end of that of your children, your family, and the termination of any descendants.
We have no idea where this is going. You never do once people start to die, once wars begin. No PowerPoint can tell you. No.
Well, he just contradicted himself. It's just a matter of rhetoric here, but he said, we have no idea where this is going. Well, he just said it's going to World War III. And it is. That is where it's headed. The trajectory is not a mystery. It's clear. Emmanuel Macron wants to send French troops in to fight Russians. That's called World War III. Boris Johnson wants to do the same thing. Joe Biden wants to do the same thing. Joe Biden has already approved F-16s. The head of NATO is already okayed. What does the head of NATO have to do with this? Somehow it's within his purview to approve the use of F-16s in combat over Russia. That's all World War III. Sinking Russian ships by obvious CIA or U.S. military crews who are launching American missiles and French and British missiles. No, Ukrainians aren't launching them. They're being launched by Americans. They're being guided by Americans. And think about it for a second, folks. You know, most of us are not in the military, so we don't think about such things that much. But how do you hit a ship in motion in the ocean, in the Black Sea? How do you hit a ship multiple times with a missile fired from 250 miles away? How much is that like a needle in a haystack? Is it, folks, the key, one of the keys, necessary keys, is guidance, is targeting. And who's able to do that from a satellite in space? The Ukrainians? I don't think so. Who has the capacity to guide a fast missile in a matter where every second, every millisecond of guidance counts? If you're off by, you know, less than a tenth of a second, you miss the target. It just goes into the water. How do you hit a tiny target like a moving ship from 250 miles away, which they just did? They've done it several times. They've sunk a number of Russian ships. How do you think that makes the command of the Russian Army and Navy feel? Who's doing that? Now, I'm referring back to Tucker's statement, we're closer to nuclear war than the world has ever been. That's us. That's your tax dollars at work, folks. That's the land of the free and the home of the brave. Building the missile, equipping the missile in Ukraine, manning the missile, maintaining the missile, targeting the Russian target, firing the missile. This is all Americans doing this. No foreign finger ever touched a button or switched so far in my description. Firing the missile, guiding it 250 miles or whatever the case may be to the approximately that sort of number to the target, correcting the path as it goes, fending off defensive measures taken by the ship with countermeasures. And who's running those countermeasures? Yeah, right. The Ukrainians, right. From their satellite network in space, right. No, that's all American. Now, how more aggressive can you get? Short of firing a nuclear weapon into Russia, how more aggressive can you get than sinking capital ships, killing their crews, hundreds of sailors dying? How more aggressive, warmongering can you get? And that's what Joe Biden was, you know, and he's getting standing ovations from the demon rats. And remember, back in the Vietnam War, other earlier eras, who were the anti-war, supposedly the anti-war party was the demon rats, supposedly. It was all a big facade, a charade. No, they're interested in power. That's it, power. That's it. If anti-war brings them power, they're anti-war. If war brings them power, they're pro-war. If abortion brings them power, they're pro-abortion. So let's go back to Tucker.
Speech to a joint session can tell you where this is going. It's dynamic. It's completely unpredictable. And that's why wise people pause before accelerating.
Then we'll go on to another point here. It's not unpredictable. This is very predictable. You keep doing this, you're ratcheting it up. It's not going to cool off. You keep doing this. Now, Tucker knows that. He's said it many times. So that's just a sort of skipped beat there for him, which he doesn't do very often. Okay, here's now, this is, listen to this analysis of this by Tucker. These people, these evil people, they are death worshipers. And listen to how Tucker describes it.
And maybe they are, but the rest of us aren't.
Okay, just a sec. I missed it by just a little bit, little wee bit. I missed it. I have to scroll along a very tiny timeline, so it's hard to position my cursor just right. Okay, here he goes.
Tell you where this is going. It's dynamic. It's completely unpredictable. And that's why wise people pause before accelerating. But there are no wise people in charge in either party, on either side. You think Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, has any clue what will happen?
Now, that was an amazing statement. There are no wise people on either side. Now, that's one reason Tucker Carlson is a wise person. And that is the source of my enthusiasm for wise people are needed right now. And that's the source of my enthusiasm for Tucker as my vice president. And he says, no wise people on the Republican side. And he points to, by the way, Mike Johnson, who's sitting like a dumb monkey up on the rostrum there next to Kamala Camelface behind Joe Biden. And when Joe Biden is saying, we will not surrender, we will not give up, we will fight the Russians, Mike Johnson is nodding his head like a bobblehead doll. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America
you sing it
great.
John Rich,
if that's a wave of
and we're
the
back
future,
well, I've got to say, you can stick it. All right, now I love that song, and I love John Rich. So now let's go back to somebody else I love, Tucker Carlson, and his analysis. Let me see here. I think we can get through the how much I summarized of it here. If I skip through it. Okay, now listen to this. He describes what the demon rats are doing and what's happening in America as being suicidal. That's another one. You have to don't let that sentence just sail on by. That's a pretty profound statement. You know, the word suicide, that's what this is, national suicide. Who wrote that book, National Suicide? Was it Pat Buchanan, way back when? I'll look that up during a break. Was it Pat Buchanan that wrote National Suicide, or was it someone else? Boy, that's something when you've been around for 75 years. You got to remember.
In a war with Russia? Of course not. You can't say where this is going. This is so reckless that it qualifies as suicidal. And maybe they are, but the rest of us aren't. But the most interesting fact of the speech was the emphasis. There was not a meaningful word for the entire duration about the things that actually matter to people who live here, like crime or inflation or fentanyl or the foreign army now occupying our country.
Okay. Now let's go forward some more. Here he is. Brandon. Brandon is threatening the Supreme Court. Listen to this. I mean, this is unheard of. Nothing like this has ever occurred. This is not the State of the Union address. It's not an address where you engage in a colloquy with the audience. A one-way diatribe at the Supreme Court, sitting there right in front of you. You know, they're polite enough to sit there right in the front row in their robes all together, and you're going to threaten them? That's what it is. And then you turn over to the Republicans and you taunt them. And I love Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's not taking that BS, and she yelled back. And that's what we need more of. And there was a father whose son was blown up at the Abbey Gate in Kabul when Joe Biden abandoned everyone and betrayed our country. And those troops were blown up at the airport where they didn't need to be. They shouldn't have been. They were basically murdered. And the father of one of those was there and yelled at Biden. It was beautiful. From the gallery, right in front of him. Okay, so now let's go to the Supreme Court being shouted at by Biden. And his face is contorted. It's just angry.
Of the things that he said. But he does have a present for you. He's got something to give you, something you want very badly. Here it is.
Look, it's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following. And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you get right about.
Oh, the demon rats are all rising. Now, the Supreme Court. Now, let me go back here. The justices are sitting there. Now, Amy Barrett Coney is not there. She didn't show up. And Clarence Thomas is not there. Now, I can understand Clarence Thomas. I think Joe Biden was directly involved in the attempt to politically destroy Clarence Thomas at his confirmation hearing. Way back when Joe Biden was a senator from Delaware. And was the same vicious person that Tucker's describing today. There he is, threatening the Supreme Court. Okay, let's go forward on the timeline. Here's another one. This is sick, perverted. Here's one where Joe Biden says, "Trans children, I have your back." That's right. That's right. Listen to what he says. Trans children, I have your back.
It doesn't actually apply to you, this wonderful freedom that will make you happy. What can you do to guarantee that you will have no descendants? Well, you can always castrate your children and end your lineage. No more grandchildren. And Joe Biden wants to help.
I want to protect fundamental rights. Pass the Equality Act. My message to transgender Americans, I have your back.
Transgender Americans, I have your back. And, of course, all the demon rats are leaping to their feet. I mean, this is such an amazing gulf between we actual Americans and these demon rat usurpers. There's such a contrast. And one thing that was nice with this Republican audience here is it's peppered with rhinos. Mitt Romney is there in that group, and I think he stood once or twice. You know, all by himself. I think one or two times he stood by himself to applaud Joe Biden.
Republic Broadcasting Network.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I looked up national suicide, and my memory, little bit of fog there. It wasn't Pat Buchanan that wrote that, but somebody else I was reading at the time. Anthony Sutton, who was born in 1925 and died, sadly, he's gone, in 2002. Anthony Sutton, boy, he was a great one. And born in England, a Britisher. But at the time I was reading him, he was teaching at the Cal State Los Angeles. He studied at UCLA, my school. And professor at Cal State LA wrote National Suicide. All right, let's go back to Tucker. And here he is. All righty. Okay, now, the next point you're going to hear Tucker make is hard to say what is the most ominous point, but this, I think, might be the most ominous. It's competing with some of his other points, such as we're engaged in national suicide. That's pretty serious. We're headed for World War III. Pretty serious. But here's one that might be more serious because it causes those aforementioned two things to happen, and that is The Democrats, here's what Tucker heard from just gauging the whole event, looking at the Democrats, looking at them leaping to their feet, looking at their cheering of Joe Biden. He said, it was obvious, he said, to him, this deep thinker, they know Biden can't win on November 5th, 2024. They know he can't. They all know it. He can't win. And yet they're leaping to their feet. They're cheering him on. The media is all, they're all doing it. What is the inference from that? For Tucker, it's this. They're going to cheat like hell. They're going to cheat as they've never cheated before. And then putting frosting on that cake, he says, and this time, they have the Justice Department. They own it. Now when Trump was president, the Department of Justice was, in fact, controlled by the enemy. But at least we had a putative Republican Attorney General in Bill Barr. He was a traitor. But is Merrick Garland worse, you think? And Merrick Garland has now had going on 4 years in which to add more cadre, add more communists into his Department of Justice, organize more thoroughly. So going into 2024, and then he says, well, here, now listen to Tucker talk about it. The steal that they can pull off on November 5th, the weapons that they will wield will make those of 2020 look small. Okay, so here's what he says. He says, underneath it all. So he's saying, this is the big point. Underneath it all. Here's what he says.
Castration of children, not better roads and schools, cheaper electricity and food. No, abortion and war. Who wants all that? I mean, some tiny percentage of CNN contributors think those are the most important things. But most people would rather have cheaper electricity, cheaper food, better roads. And so what this means is that underneath all of the talk is a dire political reality. Joe Biden can't win. In a fair election, Joe Biden will lose in November. He cannot win.
Okay, so there's the first premise of his syllogism. Joe Biden cannot win. Okay, now he's going to build the syllogism. Here he goes.
That's the thing that nobody in any media wants to say out loud. In a fair election, Joe Biden cannot win. So they're saying the opposite. Here, for example, is the pregame analysis over at MSNBC, which we watch while waiting for Biden to dotter up to the stage, waiting for the amphetamines to take effect. And keep in mind, as you watch this analysis, these are supposedly the smart kids. These are the smart kids, the ones with complicated glasses. These are the ones the White House looks to for guidance. And here's their analysis of Joe Biden's skills. Watch this.
This seems like a weirdly, like a counterintuitive hot take, even though it's the most obvious thing you could say, which is that Joe Biden is good at politics.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Like Joe Biden is good at politics. He's very good at politics. Like the man really does know what he's doing. And you really see it in those sort of situations.
Joe Biden is just really good at politics. It's the one thing he's really good at. Really? If Joe Biden is so good at politics, why is he losing to Donald Trump, who the rest of us were assured was a retarded racist, who no normal person would vote for? But now Joe Biden is getting stomped by Donald Trump, but he's also at the same time good at politics? Right. Chris Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, the most famous lesbian in television.
Now that's really, I don't know what Tucker, what references he's making. Chris Hayes is a man. I looked him up on Wikipedia. He's a man, I guess. He says the most famous lesbian in television. Does he know something that's not in that article on Chris Hayes? I don't know. Anyway, but Tucker goes there.
So, again, they can't win, but they're not giving up. So what does that tell you? Well,
okay, there's a syllogism building here. Ergo what? Joe Biden can't win, but they're all in. Like Chris Hayes, we love him. He's wonderful. So he can't win, but we love him and we're going to make him win. Okay. Ergo, here comes the close out the syllogism.
They're going to steal the election.
They're going to steal the election. Perfect. Perfect. They are counting on this. They have this already hardwired, scripted. They're in operation now. And we, the dumb bunnies, the real Americans, the trusting real Americans who believe way too much crap, they think they can smoke us one more time. And this time when they smoke us, they won't have to smoke us again after that, because America will be over. Freedom will be eradicated.
And we know they're going to steal the election, because they're now saying so out loud. Here is the Attorney General of the United States, the chief law enforcement officer of this country in Selma, Alabama, just the other day. Listen to this.
He's talking at a black church. He's at the pulpit of a black church. This is the Attorney General, Merrick Garland.
The right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division.
Building the cadre, just as I said, doubled the size right away, right off the bat, right out of the gate. Doubled the size of the people who are going to pull off the steal.
That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting.
So I want mail-in voting, and I'm going to sic my KGB Justice Department. I'm going to sic them on you. If you people out there in red states, in your city, your county, or your state, you try to organize a fair and a free election, we're going to come after you. You're going to try to get in the way? You're going to impede mail-in voting? Not on my life, as Merrick Garland. We're going to have mail-in voting whether you like it or not. We're going to shove it down your throat. We're going to jump all over you. We're going to sue you blue, just as we sue Donald Trump. Doesn't have to have any merit. I'm going to unleash my dogs on you. You want to have verification of identity upon voting? Not when I'm Attorney General. Don't you try to verify those votes. We want unverified votes. We want mail-in votes. We want no identity. We want just pieces of paper with Joe Biden written all across them. And we're going to call that an election. And Joe Biden's going to get 81 million votes or more. And we'll tell you how many, once we find out how many we need to fabricate the next morning, the next day, we'll tell you how many we have and how you lost. You stupid Americans.
The use of drop boxes and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting.
You racist. Discriminatory. You racist. You're going to ask somebody to produce a driver's license, a photo ID with a signature on it? You're going to look at it closely? You're going to turn it over? You racist. Now get this. In a piece of brilliance from Tucker Carlson, he points out the hypocrisy, you know, liberalism, communism, democratism, hypocrisy is thy name. He points out that the same Merrick Garland wants to go to a cashless society. They all these demon rats want that. They don't want you to have any more access to Benjamin Franklin $100 bills. As much as they are funny money, to them, that's way too real. Those $100 bills that you have are too real for them. And they don't have any control over it other than they can inflate it into oblivion. But you've got your $100 bills, and they don't know what you've got. So they want to get rid of that cash. And Tucker points it out. He says, this same Merrick Garland who's saying, you racists, you're trying to keep people of color away from the vote by asking them to produce identity. But then he says, but I want all those people of color are going to live in a cashless society where they have to use what? They have to use debit or credit cards. And how do you get a debit or credit card without a valid driver's license? You don't. Ding dong. Of course you don't. So he's just, hypocrisy is his middle name. He knows all those people of color have driver's licenses. They have government identity. Asking for government identity is not racist. He's like he's running a plantation. Oh, these dumb black people, they don't have driver's licenses. Really? Really, Merrick? You piece of crap.
Plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Did you catch that? Of course, you're a racist. That's always the takeaway. But consider the details of what the Attorney General of the United States just said. Mail-in balloting, drop boxes, voter ID requirements. The chief law enforcement officer of the United States government is telling you that it's immoral, in fact, racist, in fact, illegal to ask people for their IDs when they vote to verify they are who they say they are. What is that? Well, no one ever talks about this. But the justification for it is that somehow people of color, black people, don't have state-issued IDs. Somehow they're living in a country where you can do virtually nothing without proving your identity with a government-issued ID without government-issued IDs. So they can't fly on planes, they can't have checking accounts, they can't have any interaction with the government, state, local, or federal. They can't stay in hotels. They can't have credit cards.
Because you can't rent a car. You can't do anything. About all you can do without a state-issued ID is maybe you can buy an ice cream cone like Joe Biden. And that's about it. Brilliant. A brilliant juxtaposition of two sides of left-wing hypocrisy. Let me just see. We're going to have to jump ahead here. Kathleen in Texas is on the phone, but I'm going to hang on to Tucker here for a second. My apologies to Kathleen, because I'm behind schedule here, and I want to get I want to get to his big close. Okay, I told you the cashless society part, so I won't play that. And all right, let's go to Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I just wanted to tell you, James, how much I enjoyed your show yesterday. The moment-by-moment sarcastic remarks, I felt I was there. It was hilarious. It was just great, because I would never listen to State of the Union by Biden. But with you giving that blow-by-blow sarcastic reaction, it was very enjoyable. So I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
Oh, Kathleen, well, let me tell you how much I love you first before you get out of here. Thank you very much. And I would give my own, after mission evaluation of yesterday's show. I don't think I did a very good job. Thank you very much for enjoying it as much as you did. I was trying to achieve the effect you described there. And I was trying to achieve that, scintillating effect. I think I only partially did that, but thank you very much. And, you know, we're all as we all march together towards hell, or like a snowball headed for hell, you know, Kathleen, we're all sharpening our skills for whatever may await us. But thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back in a few moments.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Oh, okay. Hey, we're on the air, folks. And let's, for our last little moment here, let's go to somebody we all know and love down there, like Kathleen, deep in the heart of Texas, down Austin way there. And who else? Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Now, amazingly, Tucker, in his response to the State of the Union, he had on Victor Davis Hanson. I didn't have time. He was brilliant, but I'll tell you what, I'm gonna skip that and go to we'll just get a couple moments here of I'm hearing it for the first time. Here's Tucker welcoming Alex Jones. And it looks like they're in Tucker's studio, I think. I don't know where it is, maybe Maine? His rural country sort of studio. Here we go. Let's listen. This is Tucker today with Alex.
So we are honored to invite into the studio for the first time to respond live, Alex Jones, who has a different, more holistic view of what we're seeing. The great Alex Jones, who needs no introduction, one of the most famous people in American media.
I know it was good to you, but I'm blessed to be here. Great crew, great people. Great to be here with you.
So what, I mean, just give me your big picture assessment of that.
I got to say, because we didn't even meet before we went on air. I was downstairs writing notes, and you basically said everything I was going to say, and so did the doctor. But you asked him a question out of the gate. You said, why do they lie so much? Do they think we're dumb, or what's going on?
Yeah.
They want to tell so many lies that you don't have time to counter them all. Because it would take 5 hours to counter all that. I mean,
I gave up in my note-taking.
Yeah, everything was a lie. I mean, the biggest one was like, yeah, this woman got killed by a legal alien. We're trying to stop that. I want to shut down the border. He said, when I win, immediately surge the border. And then they had the big NGOs, the State Department that funds the UN NGOs, have all the illegals come up here. They have UN camps in South America and Central America and in Mexico. And he's running it all. He says, come here. They show up by the thousands in Biden shirts. So he's like, I'm so sad. The illegal aliens are killing you. And many of them are convicted felons, a large portion. And then he's acting dumb and saying, oh, no, no, I'm really sad. Illegal aliens are raping and murdering citizens. So just that little window there, he's playing the good cop to his own globalist policies. Everything that the State Department, the Victoria Nuland's won. And you're absolutely right. First he comes out and says, Trump is Hitler. And then he moves on to Ukraine. So it's not about the dying cities, not about the fentanyl and the needles, the illegal aliens everywhere and the homeless everywhere. It's all about Ukraine because that's their big model to distract us and also launder money. So this is a very, very dangerous moment for America. And your last guest was dead on. He and the whole establishment, so emblematic of a rotting, collapsing facade that knows the people have turned against it. And it's just pure rage. All the fakeness, all the pomp and circumstance has been stripped away. And now there's just this seething ancient dinosaur. In fact, I was watching, you know, earlier during the State of the Union and then sitting here watching earlier, I was thinking,
you know what? That's a beautiful ending. What a seething rage. And that you heard Alex Jones say it. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever think you'd see Alex Jones introduced by Tucker Carlson as a great American who needs no introduction? Wow. Wow. I mean, come on. Doesn't that make your evening, folks? Yeah. All right. Well, hey, that closes us out for this week. We'll see you again Monday. Donald Trump will be in Rome, Georgia tomorrow, so we'll cover that on Monday. See you then.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.